Welcome once again to A Word from My Hermitage. Today is October 29th, and my name is Clint Honkamp. The Gospel of Luke, we find someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." That's Luke chapter 13, verse 27. In today's gospel, someone poses a question to Jesus that sounds deeply theological. Will only a few people be saved? It's a question that has crossed the minds of believers in every age. We wonder, who will be saved? How many? What does it take to be among them? But Jesus did not respond with numbers or statistics. Indeed, he turns the question inward. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. The person who asked wanted information, but Jesus gives him transformation. He shifts the focus from curiosity about others to responsibility for one's own soul. The real issue isn't how many will be saved, but whether we ourselves are walking the path that leads to salvation. Jesus is saying, don't stand around speculating about heaven. Live in such a way that heaven is your destination. Now, the narrow gate is not meant to frighten us, but to awaken us. It is narrow because it demands that we let go of everything that cannot pass through. Our pride, our selfishness, our ambitions, our attachments to sin. To enter, we must be stripped of all that keeps us from loving fully. The wide road is easy, living for comfort, self-promotion, pleasure. But the narrow gate calls for daily conversion, for the courage to forgive, for the humility to serve, for faith that holds firm even when life feels unfair or painful. Jesus says that many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. That strength does not come from our own willpower. It comes from grace. Grace that we receive through prayer, the sacraments, acts of charity, and perseverance in faith. The narrow gate requires a heart that has been trained in love. Just as an athlete disciplines the body for a race, the disciple disciplines the soul for the kingdom. Every act of mercy, then, every moment of patience, every surrender of ego, makes us stronger for the journey. Jesus also warns us that some will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." Yet he will answer, "I do not know you." It's a sobering thought. Familiarity with Jesus, hearing his words, being near to him, is not the same as intimacy with him. We can go to church, speak his name, even admire his teachings, and still keep our hearts closed. Salvation is not about proximity. It's about participation. To be known by Christ means to live in communion with him, to let his Spirit shape our thoughts, our words, our way of being. The gate opens to joy. Yes, the gate is narrow. It leads to vast and glorious feasting. Jesus promises that people will come from the east and from the west, from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. The narrow gate opens into a banquet of mercy. It is not meant to exclude, but to purify, so that we can enter free and unburdened, ready for joy that never ends. And yet the question remains, will I strive to enter? Today, Jesus invites us to stop worrying about how many and to start living as one who truly desires heaven. The narrow gate is before us every day, in the choice to forgive, to serve, to trust, to pray. It may be small, but it leads to the spacious heart of God. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, give me the courage to walk the narrow path. Strengthen me to love when it is difficult, to persevere when I am weary, and to trust that every act of faith brings me closer to you, the gate that leads to eternal life. Amen. If you found a blessing in the words that I shared with you today, I invite you to share this with family members and friends, and even invite them to join us each day as we reflect over the gospel, a word from my hermitage. Have a blessed day.